A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all of these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans, and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of the God." The word of the Lord.
Send out your spirit.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, also Christ. For in one Spirit, we were baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Choice that never ends. Amen. Alleluia. be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine. I declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do you know what modernity's number one virtue is? It's tolerance. Got to be tolerant, 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 right? Now, you would think that with tolerance being our number one virtue, we would be one big, happy family. Well, think again. We're more divided than ever. We're divided in our cities, in our towns, and in our families. And the reason why is the idea of truth. Truth is now laughed at, it's scoffed at. Many people do not even believe that there is such a thing as truth. So what is truth? Well, truth is reality that's correctly apprehended by the mind. There is nothing subjective about the truth. It doesn't come from us. God is the source of truth. So the truth has to be found. It has to be discovered. So how do we know the truth? Well, let's go to the first reading. Pentecost is a Jewish holiday. They still celebrate Pentecost in the Jewish religion. That's why not only were the disciples in Jerusalem, but Jews from every nation was in Jerusalem for Pentecost. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit overpowers the disciples, and they began to speak in different languages. Thus, every Jew from every nation came to understand what the disciples were speaking. Do you know what this implies? This implies that the gospel is intended to be preached in every nation and every culture and every people. You know why? Because the gospel is the truth. The gospel is able to gather peoples from all over the world into God's family. It's not surprising that the Holy Spirit appeared as tongues of fire at Pentecost. What does fire do? Fire burns. It purifies. The Holy Spirit burns away our ideologies, our pride, and our egos. And there is only one thing left after that. It's the truth. That is, what's left is a language that speaks about human nature, about what's right and wrong, about our meaning and purpose in life, and about God Himself. Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit into us at baptism. The Holy Spirit is strengthened at confirmation. The Holy Spirit burns away our sins right back there in the sacrament of reconciliation. And Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit every day in and through the Eucharist. It's no surprise that Pentecost is the birth date of the Catholic Church. For the Church is filled with the Holy Spirit. It speaks the truth. And that's why the church can gather Israelis, the Polish people, the French, the Vietnamese, the Americans, Africans, Latinos, people from the Middle East, rich and poor, black and white, educated and uneducated, together as one family. That's because the truth unites people. Surrender to the Holy Spirit. That is, allow the Holy Spirit to challenge the way you think. Allow the Holy Spirit to shape you and to form you. Your egos, your pride, your ideology, and I'm talking about myself also, must give way to the truth. And you will not only know the truth, but you will know how to live it, and you know how to speak it. And what do they say about the truth? It sets you free.